Thanksgiving 2022, post 777. I spoke with her for less than 10 minutes. She took my intake information, wrapped my arm, vacuumed 2 vials of blood from me, and I left. We chattered throughout about my messy coat on the floor because I had not seen the hook, about hearts, about the speed of blood, about Secretariat's enormous heart, about the cold weather. It was lovely. This Thanksgiving, I am thankful for the human beings who continue to cross my path, most of them strangers, customers at the bookstore, clerks, other men lifting at the gym, the guy who just showed me how to replace an air filter on our furnace, the mailman. Every stranger I meet is a bundle of stories and knowledge, and if the timing is right, laughter. I'm thankful for many figures in public life, names you would recognize, men and women of courage and integrity. I'm thankful for so many writers and singers and actors and directors. Once again, I have a lengthening list of those. I am thankful for the people of Ukraine and for those who resist tyranny anywhere. I am thankful for those who have given of themselves to care for refugees, for the desperate, for animals, and for birds and dogs especially. I am thankful I have known so many dogs and have been kept close by 5 of them. I am thankful that I am alive and able to make this list. I am thankful for my friends. I just wrote their names on a piece of paper. How have I been so fortunate? I am thankful for my sister and brother, and for my nieces and nephews, and for my parents, dead in 04 and 14, but stronger in memory than ever. I am thankful for my wife Patty more than anything. I am thankful we have kept our democracy. For now, but this Thanksgiving, that's enough.